trampling borders, executive orders, overreach. I mean, the carelessness, Reagan said it. And I've been saying everything that I just said now for a long time. But you know what? Prior to me, it was Ronald Reagan. He said, we better protect our freedoms. They're just a generation away from extinction. And this is where we are. So today, tonight's indictment is not just of Comey. It's not just of Hillary. It's of the extreme carelessness of the voters that brought us here. Gail Trotter joins me. Gail, welcome back to the Andrea Kaye Show.
Great to be with you, Andrea.
Okay. I got to calm down now. I said at the time, I am angry, and there's so
understandably.
Yeah. Okay. So this guy Comey comes before. The American people are so trusting. Okay. Yeah. We've been upset that both parties have let us down and betrayed us, but the American people still put trust into the investigative agencies of America. If not Loretta Lynch, but then at least these, they're career independent people. They're only going to go where the facts lead them to. And then he comes out. You're an attorney. That man laid out today. It was like an opening argument, and he laid out the prosecution case. I was waiting for him to say, like Jack did in A Few Good Men, these are the facts and they are undisputed. And then he's like, oh, wait, never mind. I'm not going to prosecute. What?
It really is a shame, because Jim Comey is a very good man and a very good lawyer. And I think a lot of people in Washington and around the country, especially those who respected him when he was a federal prosecutor, then he went into private practice. He had a lot of, you know, goodwill stored up from his long service and his ethical behavior. And so they thought when he took this on as the director of the FBI that he would play it straight. And that, unlike all of those other situations that you just ran through with Lois Lerner, with the IRS being weaponized, with the Fast and Furious program, with the multiple times that Eric Holder should have resigned for misconduct as the attorney general, including going after James Rosen, the Fox News reporter, in trying to target him as an unindicted co-conspirator or unnamed, unrecognized co-conspirator on some thing. So when you look at all of those prior acts that happened under Eric Holder, the thought that James Comey as FBI director would get to the bottom of this and would, as you said, he laid it all out in this very strong public statement that he gave today, that he didn't take questions after he gave the public statement. It was a huge disappointment for those who believe in the rule of law, who do reject the idea that laws are only for the little people, and that the powerful and the elite and the well-connected in this country do not have to be subject to the same laws that the rest of us have to be subject to. It is not a way to run the country, and I think that this statement by the FBI after following through with this investigation, he laid it all out in his statement, and then to come to the conclusion that a reasonable prosecutor would not press charges in this case, and to say in the view of the FBI that they were going to express to the Department of Justice that no charges are appropriate in this case, is just astonishing.
Well, it's certainly not reasonable, because anybody who's reasonable would know that when you've just stood up there and told her that there were 50 threads with classified information, you've already made your case, right? When he says that there was no intent, well, first of all, those of us who have been paying attention, and I guess he thought he was just assuming that the majority of the American people haven't bothered to pay attention. But those of us who have paid attention know that under the Espionage Act, that you don't have to have intent.
Right.
You have to, your job as a government official, as Secretary of State, and what you agree to when you sign a document accepting the job, is that you will protect national information related to national defense. It doesn't even have to be marked classified at the time. You just have to have a reasonable, you have to be, speaking of reasonable, understand that if you're getting emails that have to do with the whereabouts of operatives, it's classified. But oh, by the way, they were marked classified. He even says he didn't mention the SAP, but we all know that there was the most classified, the most highly sensitive information is the SAPs, and those were on there. Then he insults our intelligence even more when he says that there was no evidence of obstruction, while he just said that they deleted. I mean, it's laughable, right?
Because the fact that the lawyers pulled through this information and they decided what they were going to do with it, and then they wiped the servers. And you remember that video that was going around of Hillary being very cute about, well, what do you mean wipe? Wipe, like with a cloth? And it was just this sarcastic response that was, you know, just belying the whole defense that she has put up, that first, that none of the information was marked classified. Well, Comey batted that down today in his statement. They have shown that some of it was marked classified at the time. And a really important point is that they believe, and Comey said this today, that they think it's possible that hostile actors gained access to Secretary Clinton's personal email account. So they didn't have specific evidence, but given all of the surrounding circumstances of how it was set up, the fact that it was not secure, that it was not even with a commercial account like Gmail, which we all know is hackable. We've seen that on many celebrities and seen that with politicians before as well. So Comey went out there and said, even in this statement, that they think it's possible that, you know, foreign governments, enemies, people that want harm to come to Americans across the world probably had access to this information. And this was something that she said. So all of her defenses, one of them also was that she set this homebrew server up for personal convenience. And something else that came out today in James Comey's statement to the public was that there were multiple servers. There were multiple devices. And like you said, she paid someone to set this up. It was not something that was easier. It was not something that was cheaper. It was something that she did in order to avoid FOIA requests and possibly, you know, with all of the information that we have about the Clinton Foundation, what was going on with that she felt like she had to keep private from FOIA requests or any type of oversight, transparency, scrutiny.
And this whole thing about intent makes me crazy because, you know, he's trying to rewrite the law there as though, first of all, as we already said, you don't have to have intent for the Espionage Act. And then he's trying to act as though unless she changed her name to Natasha and went and met with some Russian Putin under a streetlight at 3 a.m., that it doesn't mean that she broke the Espionage Act. And but if you are going to go with intent, I say that she did show intent because we know in emails that Huma had said to people, well, don't email now because the security's down. I'll tell you more later. So they continued this to me at that point, if not even before, that's willful intention. They know that the security system is broken. They know that people, that it's bad. They know that they're jeopardizing security secrets at that point. But they continued. That was willful.
And last August, I made this very important comparison between Hillary Clinton's emails and the sailor who had taken photos inside a submarine, and he had taken the photos. There was absolutely no evidence that the photos of the inside of the submarine had been shared with anyone, that he had any intent to share it with anyone, let alone that it was hackable by hostile agents, like James Comey said probably happened with Hillary Clinton's email server. This Navy sailor, he was found out because he had tossed his cell phone into a landfill. Someone found the cell phone, downloaded the photos, but there was never any evidence that he actually transmitted this information, this classified information, to anyone. It wasn't even the SAP level. It wasn't top secret. It was classified. It was lower than some of the evidence that they can show that was on Hillary's server, and he was charged with felonies and misdemeanors. He ended up pleading guilty last month for one of the offenses under the Espionage Act as well, and he faces up to 10 years in prison. So if you're a little guy who's a sailor, you take some photos because you're bored on the submarine, which is wrong. You shouldn't do that. You're told not to do that. You face up to 10. And how they originally charged him, he could have faced up to 30 years in prison. And Hillary Clinton, she doesn't even have a day in court.
Yeah, and not only that, but, you know, one of his arguments today was that, well, there's no historical precedent here. Oh, so she gets to walk because she's not a low-level guy, because she's not a little sailor? It's almost as though his argument was that she was almost too big to prosecute. We don't have any historical precedent of anybody at her top level committing this kind of graft and this kind of treason and traitorous behavior, so therefore we can't prosecute? I mean, it was shocking. I'm still still shocked to even think about that. And then even worse, the calculation behind all of this and the obvious collusion that went on stinks more than his speech. What were they doing? This interview that she had for 3 hours on Saturday, my family can't even get through a game of hand and foot cards in the little amount of time that she was there with them. They were probably all sitting around watching a movie. I mean, that was not a legitimate interrogation. I mean, how stupid do these people think we are?
They did the interrogation just, it was Saturday, right? Right?
Yeah.
So it's like 3 days ago. That makes no sense. If you're asking hard-hitting questions, then you're going to have time to follow up on it. You don't have interrogations or a questioning time when you get together and you question somebody who's under investigation, and then 3 days later said, oh, no reasonable prosecutor would file charges on this. We're recommending to justice that they not file charges. Anybody who's had any involvement in law enforcement would think, especially a case of this magnitude, would think that's just ridiculous. You follow up on what you learn from the questioning.
Yeah, they obviously think we're really stupid. I would love to, can I ask you to stay over? I'm going to take a quick break because I would love to get your opinion on how you think that this might play out politically, because half the people seem to think that this will hurt Hillary, and then these other half of the people think this is going to, you know, she's skating, Hillary's good, and this actually might have even propelled her forward to winning the election in November. If you can stick around, I would love to get your perspective on that.
Yes, happily.
Okay. All right. We're going to be right back. So don't go anywhere. More with Gail Trotter on the other side of the break. This is the Andrea Kaye Show on AM 1170.
You're listening to the Andrea Kaye Show on AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Andrea Kaye Show. Glad to have you with me. And I'm glad to have Gail Trotter with me, attorney, as well as political analyst. Before I get into what you think the fallout might be for the non-fallout on Hillary, why not a grand jury or special prosecutor?
Right. Well, they're trying to duck that as much as possible. The Republicans in Congress are trying to call for it, but they are being tarred with the image in the media of being partisan because, you know, Hillary Clinton is the first woman presumptive nominee of a major ticket. And this is all just part of the vast right wing conspiracy to smear her. And the media has all ginned this up despite her record level of untrustworthiness. I mean, you had Bill Sapphire 10 years ago or more than 10 years ago calling Hillary Clinton a congenital liar, and he was a liberal columnist. So this is something that has nothing to do with Donald Trump or the current presidential election or race, but it's something that goes to the very core of Hillary Clinton's character.
Well, speaking of character, I mean, everybody's like, Comey's a good guy, but to me, a good guy does what's right, Gail. And it's like, I just, you know.
That's why it's so shocking.
Is it, you know, they're
so
starting.
Shocking.
Well, there's starting to be allegations of bribes. There's allegations of threats that maybe this guy was scared he was going to be fostered, you know, like Vince Foster. I just think that. The word was is that I think that there was pressure. Obviously, we were not on that plane with Lynch and with Clinton, but I think it was really clear that they were not going to prosecute, and basically his career was on the line, and basically he towed the line of the administration. Is there a statute of limitations? A lot of people are saying, is it? It's not over. Trump wins the election in November. We've got a new AG. She's still. It's not over for her. What do you think about that?
Well, Trump said he would continue to push for an investigation of her, and I am sure that if he were elected, he would not let it go because he is very principled on that possibility because he realizes that American lives were at stake. A big part of his campaign has been talking about Hillary Clinton, not only with the email possibly jeopardizing agents that we had overseas or friendlies in those countries who gave us support at risk of their own lives, but also her complete abdication the night of September 11, 2012, when four brave Americans died because there was no response from the woman who said that she would be there at 3 a.m. to answer that phone.
Well, so and Trump, how was she, excuse me for interrupting, and how was she going to supposedly be able to get a security clearance with what she's done? If nothing else, the woman should be disqualified from being able to run for president and commander in chief, right? Because she could, nobody else, no other reasonable person would be able to get a security clearance after this review, right?
Yes, and that's where you end up, I think, coming down. You ask, how is this going to play out in politics? Does this help her to have this cloud removed from her, or does it hurt her? And I think that this will redound to Donald Trump's benefit, because people feel like the fix is in. They feel like she, like the Clintons always have, got a pass for doing things that the rest of us would be behind the slammer if we did the same things that they have done over and over and over. Remember Bill Clinton? He was actually found guilty of perjuring himself. He lost his law license. Plenty of people have gone to prison for that kind of obstruction of justice and, you know, lying under oath. It is not an unusual thing, but because they are the Clintons, they're inoculated from that kind of consequence. And you might have noticed in Comey's speech today, he said something to the effect of, we're not saying that she shouldn't face any consequences. You know, individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but this underscores the point that you're making right now. If she becomes the president of the United States, she will get the security clearance. She will not have any administrative or security sanctions by virtue of her office.
Wow. Bernie Sanders supporters are really, speaking of implications, they're hot today. They're warm. They're so mad. And I'm really, although part of me is excited at the prospect that they may decide to come on the Trump train, you know, because they're so disgusted by the situation. But I'm thinking back and I'm thinking, how dumb were they? How dumb was that Bernie Sanders to say in the first debate, you know, nobody cares about your blank emails, Hillary. I guess now they do, right?
Right, absolutely. And I think that he, at that time, made a tactical decision. That was something he had thought about ahead of time. It was not a spur-of-the-moment response to that question. He knew that question was coming. He made a calculated decision. He didn't want to fight that battle with her. So you could go back and say, well, did that help him? Because it took that off, and he was able to run against her from a stronger position than he would have if he had seemed like he was pulling along with the Republicans and bashing her for something that many people were trying to make out as just a partisan issue. So it's hard to know looking back at that, but I think going forward, this probably will help Trump, because it underscores his campaign message over and over again about the cartel, about the Washington elite, and about the fact that he is an outsider and he's going to shake things up and he's not going to tolerate this type of, you know, complete disavowal, disorganization, and willful, I would say even willful disregard of our national security.
Willful disregard of a national security and the rule of law. And that's part of why the American people gave power to the Republican Party, which included Democrats and Independents in 2014, because they saw President Obama trample the rule of law with his executive orders and amnesty. And they and the American people still care about the rule of law. And I think that's one reason why people were so shocked and so angry today. They expect Hillary Clinton to continue to do what they do, what the Clintons have done for many years, corruption. They expect it now from Obama after 7 years of it. But people still had faith, like they still have faith in the military. They still have faith in our investigative bodies, because they hadn't considered to be politically corrupted yet until today. I got to leave it there. Thank you so much for being here, Gail Trotter. I appreciate
it. Always great to be with you, Andrea.
Okay.